Blog Talk Radio.
Welcoming you to another An Awakening of Horror. Alrighty, yeah, once in a while I'll say Awakening in Horror, sometimes Awakening of Horror. It doesn't really matter. It means the same thing. There is an awakening happening in horror. The fans are no longer being lemmings. They're no longer sitting there accepting what the horror socials are spitting out at them. They're no longer accepting, you know, all this bullshit of, you know, the high prices of fucking autographs and stuff, and conventions where they have the same lineup every fucking year, And, you know, because, of course, those are the buddies of the convention owners. Yeah, no. The fans aren't going for that. The thing is, tonight's Awakening in Horror is a little bit different. This one actually deals with an issue that goes beyond our little amusing little genre and, you know, just all over the place. And that is the issues with Amazon.com. Yeah, I mean, you know, we all use Amazon.com. I mean, hell, you know, we get some great deals there on stuff. You know, the thing is that what people have not been seeing is some of the crap that is going on at Amazon.com. Some of the unbelievable crap that people are pulling there. You know, on people who are trying to sell their wares, trying to sell their art and that. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's unbelievably bullshit. But the thing is that Amazon.com is letting this shit happen. And it needs to stop. It really does. I mean, shit, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, there are petitions going out against Amazon.com for some of this shit that's going on. But are they listening? No, they're not fucking listening. They're acting like they don't give a shit about their own vendors or about, you know, the quality of stuff on their own site. It's bullshit. And, you know, what I am talking about is in regard to the review process for products and that. You know, I mean, well, I mean, we've all put out reviews on stuff. They're on Amazon. What gets me is that you can put a review out on a product and not even have bought that product. You can sit there and write whatever the fuck you want about an item, but you don't have to buy that item to sit there and mouth off about it. And that's what leads to the issues. Well, that and the fact that Amazon.com allows people to write anonymously and, you know, put a fake moniker up. So you have these people who are putting up fake monikers and writing reviews on stuff that they never even fucking touched. And a lot of the times they're writing negative reviews or that, or they're just being fucking douchebags. And because of this, these products and that are getting knocked down, their Amazon rating gets knocked down, so they don't get promoted as much, and they don't get the exposure. With me, it's been in regards to my books. And, you know, mine is a really intense story around this, because the douchebag asshole stalkers that have been after me on the internet here decided to take out their bullshit on my books because, you know, they're not getting any satisfaction trying to harass me because I ignore them. So they figure, oh, well, we're just going to knock down his books to nothing, and he won't have any sales, and that'll hurt him, and he'll get discouraged, and he'll walk away from horror because he won't get any sales, and his books will look like crap. Yeah, this is what these people are doing. And it's not just me. Other authors in horror are getting the same treatment. You have these trolls that are going in there, and as I said, Amazon does not require the people to actually buy the product in order to make a review. In one instance, this fucking bitch, and I do call her a bitch, because I call, you know, any woman who fucking pulls shit on me is a bitch. This bitch went on and put a review up against my novel Psychotic State, saying that the writing was horrible. And the fact is that, you know, she even mentions it in this fucking review, that all she did was she read the Kindle sample. It was a sample. It was a couple pages of the book. How can you make a judgment on a book, an entire book, 402 pages. That is fucking ludicrous, and that is outrageous that a person would fucking do that. That is out of line. And yet, she's sitting there, oh, well, I know I'm going to get yelled at. I know the author isn't going to really like that because he's been yelling at people who've been giving him bad reviews. No, actually, I was giving fucking stalkers and trolls who I know very well, who went on Psychotic State and put up troll reviews. These are people who never would even want to read my books. Yet they're going on Amazon.com and saying that my writing is bullshit, my plot is garbage, my characterizations are horrible. And the reason why they're doing this is because they got sticks up their ass against me because of doing these podcasts and stuff, for speaking my mind, and for trying to put the spotlight on the bullshit that's happening in the horror community, so that people can correct it. These are fucking anarchists. These are fucking narcissistic little pricks. Yet, they feel that they have the right to fucking do this. Gets me is, oh my God, this one fucking dill hole, Lord Dixie. A couple days ago, he comes back on, and he's backing up another troll and sitting there trying to make me out as a bad guy. And basically, you know, what was amusing is that my editor, Kathy Ree, on there, and she defended me. You know, she said, I was the editor on one of his books. William's grammar is fine. His writing is fantastic. You know, I've edited this stuff. There is nothing wrong with his writing. Yet this dickwad sits there and says, your editor's, opinion doesn't matter worth shit. Excuse me, she's a professional editor. If there was any problems with my grammar or anything, she would have corrected it. That's her job. So you're sitting there saying that she is incompetent of her job that she's being paid to do. She's a professional, unlike you, who are a piece of shit walking around the internet being a fucking dick. There's a difference between being a professional and being a dickwad. You're the dickwad. And any of the other dickwads who go and do that to these authors, you're dickwads. You're fucking immature little pricks. So, what should Amazon.com do? Well, let me see. They're not doing anything at all. I mean, shit, people are complaining. They have a little spot on the review, the comments and review sections saying if these responses or that are harassing and are against Amazon policy, please contact us. We will investigate and pull the comments. Guess what? Devin pulled one comment. And I've heard from a half dozen people. I've heard from a lot of people, let's put it that way, who have been saying, yeah, I saw that on Amazon.com and I went and reported it. And they've come back and they go, why the fuck haven't they pulled it? What the hell is this? Amazon.com doesn't do anything. They put that up there for show, but they don't do anything. They, you can sit there and you can report it 100 times, and they're not going to do anything about it. They're just leaving it. And they're letting these people bury writers, bury artists. That's fucking outrageous. That really is. Now, there's been a petition out to try to get rid of the anonymity on Amazon.com, like people using false names and that, and using monikers. They'd have to use their real names to post reviews and that. That sounds fine with me. I go on Amazon.com and I use a moniker called named Fitz. It's just something that I do. But this dickwad, Lord Dixie, and Alan Elbertson is his name. Alan Elbertson. And he looks like Dr. Phlox on Enterprise. He's a little fat, little asshole. This guy comes on, and he's sitting there accusing me of using multiple accounts on Amazon and writing reviews of my own work. No, I haven't been. Not at all. He tried to say, this guy John Smith, that's you. No, it's not. The fact that, I have an account on Facebook that's Horror Bob. Well, the thing is, that account is that of an old friend of mine, Mr. Robert Masters, who died. His wife asked me to keep that account going. Asked me to keep Robert's review site going. So I have been doing it. Me and the other members of the Wolf Pack have been doing that. So, you know, you're being a fucking dick. Sitting there trying to say that I'm lying. Everyone in the fucking world knows that Horror Bob is me and the Wolf Pack. We don't make any qualms about it. I mean, all of our reviews have our names on it. I'm always talking to people on Facebook on Robert's account and saying, yeah, this is Bill. So, you're full of shit. You're full of shit lying. You're full of shit with this bullshit about my grammar and everything. You know, and this shit with Amazon.com needs to end. They need to set up an algorithm in their site that requires that you have had bought the book before you can review on it. That you have to buy the items before you can review. You have to buy that exact item. That is reasonable. This other bullshit is not reasonable. They should make it where there is no anonymity. Where you have to use your real name when you write a review. Also, and more importantly, they need to get off their fucking lazy fucking asses, and when someone reports harassment, when someone reports someone being a complete and utter dick in the comments section, Amazon needs to get off its fucking ass and fucking deal with it. Not sitting there saying, oh, yes, well, we'll deal with it when we can. Bullshit. Deal with it. That is what needs to be done. Amazon needs to fucking step up. That's what it needs to do, because it's bullshit that writers and artists are losing their shirts because of a bunch of fucking little pricks who don't, you know, who haven't even bought the item, sitting there knocking down these people's Amazon ratings. It's bullshit. Either that or Amazon needs to get rid of the rating system completely. They really do. If they're not going to make it fair and make it honest, then they need to get rid of it. That's what needs to be done. Because it's bullshit. You know, as an author, my reputation is based on my writing and what ratings my fucking books get. Now, having some dill hole who's sitting there saying, his writing is nothing better than cheap fan fiction. That is bullshit. That should not be said about anybody. I'm a professional author. I have been published by Berkeley Books. I'm currently being published by Linkville Press, which is a publishing house. I'm a professional writer. No way am I a fan fiction writer, and it's bullshit that these little dickwads compare me to fan fiction writers. That is an insult, and it needs to stop. And people need to realize that these people are assholes, and that's what they're doing. They are fucking trying to bury people's work. That is not right. It's bad enough we've got Fangoria denying people, the ability to promote their work. Them, Rue Morgue, Bloody Disgusting, fucking Dread Central, all those fucking dickwads pulling that shit. It's bad enough that we have conventions who are saying, oh no, we won't have Eric Morris, or we won't have this person or that person at our convention because we just don't like them. That's bullshit. That's unprofessional. It's bad enough that we have to deal with this kind of shit. We shouldn't have to deal with some bunch of little pricks tearing down our work and losing us our fucking money, affecting our fucking ability to pay bills, to be able to put food on the table, because they want to feel powerful and they want to fucking screw with us. No, that's not acceptable. There's an awakening in horror, people. The sleepers have awakened. Now they need to fucking look at this shit. They need to fucking get off their little lazy asses and fucking do something. We need petitions. We need complaints to Amazon.com on that. We need fucking authors standing together and telling them that they need to fucking up their fucking game. That's what we need. And unless you guys are willing to fucking do the work, this shit's going to stay exactly the way it's been. So it's up to all of us if we're going to allow this shit to happen. It really is. So think about that, people. Think about it. And think about if you were an artist and someone was pulling this shit on you, how you would feel. You know, that's the way it is. Alrighty, well, for my little talk tonight, I will catch you sometime in the future. So, as always, keep America strong, watch horror films, release the beast.
Yeah. Listen, Tanner!